11, the heart of the gospel. Give and forgive. Generosity and forgiveness are two of the most radical invitations the gospel makes. They are also among the most difficult to live. Whoever has two coats must share with anyone who has none, and whoever has food must do likewise. Luke chapter 3, verse 11. This passage deals with generosity. In the next section, we will explore forgiveness. Jesus wants you to become the most generous person in your sphere of influence. He wants you to astonish people with your generosity. He wants you to be generous with your time, talent, and treasure. But he invites you to a generosity that goes far beyond these. He wants you to be generous with your praise and encouragement. He wants you to be generous with your compassion and patience. He wants generosity to reach into every area of your life so that through you, he can love and intrigue the people in your life. Open your wardrobe. How many coats do you have? How many shirts and sweaters are in there? How many pairs of pants and shoes do you have? When was the last time you even wore some of that stuff? What is Jesus saying? If you have more than you need, be generous to those who don't have what they need. You have heard it said, God provides for humanity's need, not for humanity's greed. Jesus' notion of generosity is radical. I am not a scholar of early Christian life, but it seems to me that one of the reasons Christianity thrived in those early days was because the generosity of the first Christians intrigued people. Christian generosity is radical, especially when it was lived out in contrast to the brutally harsh climate of self-interest of the first century. Ever since that time, followers of Jesus have been astonishing the people of every age with their generosity. It is the generosity that naturally springs forth when we wholeheartedly embrace the teachings of Jesus Christ. The gospel liberates us from selfishness by inspiring us to be generous. Great lives belong to men and women who see life as a generosity contest. Decide right now, here, today, to live a life of staggering generosity. Astonish the people who cross your path with your generosity. There may be no more practical way to bring Christianity to life. Point to ponder. Generosity is incredibly attractive. Verse to live. Some give freely, yet grow all the richer. Others withhold what is due and only suffer want. A generous person will be enriched, and one who gives water will get water. Proverbs chapter 11, verses 24 and 25. Question to consider. How is God inviting you to become more generous? Prayer. Jesus, liberate me from any inclination to be stingy.